This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'll go to John in Wyoming here in a moment. And we're going to go to Owen, Peter, Liberty, Frank, and others. I'm going to air the promos on the Farrakhan piece that's coming up later in the hour. And then again, the full boil-down video will be posted the next hour and a half or so to Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com, Facebook, Twitter. Hope you get it out to everybody. And then later this afternoon, the full enhanced but unredacted interview. That's the term. I've been looking for the right term because I keep saying it's unedited. That's not true. That's not the right term. You know, you lie even when you're not trying to. You just don't get the right parlance on the nomenclature and the words you're using from the lexicon, I guess, or the thesaurus would be the proper word. It's unredacted. It's everything he basically had to say other than me saying, let's take a break, I got to go to the bathroom. And then it's got a bunch of clips inserted in that have context historically to some of the things Farrakhan's talking about. Or if he talks about something that sounds outlandish, we'll show a news article about it. It's basically a film. So that'll be up later this afternoon. You know, I'm going to go to John in Wyoming. He's on Trump and Hillary. But since I'm talking about Farrakhan, let's go to Frank, because I'm intrigued by what it says on screen. Louis Farrakhan, David Duke. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, Duke's got – he's produced this film out there. I think it's on YouTube, and he's talking – it's called, I think, Divide and Conquer, Rule by Divide and Conquer. So he's very well versed in all this. But yeah, I thought it would be a crazy idea to bring Louis Farrakhan and David Duke into the studio, or perhaps, like, you know, if that's not –
No, it's
good,
a great idea. I will offer to fly David Duke and Louis Farrakhan here to be in studio. I'm not going to get into Farrakhan's personal issues, but he survived cancer. He's 80-plus years old. And so I'll tell you this. I mean, I think because Duke's young, I'm younger, in better health probably. I mean, Farrakhan almost is in bad health, but, you know, he's an old guy. You know, go where Farrakhan wants and have a – everybody videotapes it and do maybe a two-hour live video cast of it. I think that would be a very, very, very interesting type discussion. That's the stuff the mainstream media doesn't want to happen. They don't want to have, you know, those type of different perspectives at the same time having a discussion. I mean, it'd be great to have the head of the ADL there, too, or to have, you know, Michael Moore. But, you know, see, they don't do that. They want to control the narrative. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, just have a genuinely open, conversation.
And not just talking points?
Well, yeah. And, you know, I mean, you're not going to see anything like that on the mainstream media. And, you know, a lot of people are used to getting that talking points where they have to have talking points in order to stay, because they're used to the treatment that they get, their microphone being turned down. I mean, David Duke gets treated horribly by the media. They do everything they can to make him look silly by the media.
Well, I let David Duke talk about 60% of the time when he was on for 2-plus hours, and then he complained like 15 times that I wasn't letting him talk. And so my issue was people are going to say I let Farrakhan talk too much. I mean, I probably talked 5% of the time in this interview.
I think Dr. Duke was overly sensitive with his treatment. But, you know, a lot of that, he's got a little bit of paranoia going there. Cause, you know, that's what he used to. But,
well, here's the deal. I did it to try to reach out because they've openly announced at Davos and everywhere else that robots will replace us. The age of humans is over. I saw 3 or 4 mainstream articles saying it yesterday. Okay? So we're screwed, man. They're putting genetic warfare garbage in the food and in the vaccines. I don't have time to mess with black racists, white racists, or any of it. I mean, we're dealing, it's like if space aliens invaded, okay? We got to deal with them. And the globalists say that their own species, they're a breakaway species, they're creating an AI supercomputer to take over, they're creating an alien. Okay, they're blasting holes in different dimensions with a Hadron Collider that could create black holes, God knows what. We're not in Kansas anymore, and we don't have time to monkey around with infighting run by George Soros. I just am tired of it. I'm tired of it.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up later in the hour, after I go through a lot of phone calls and break down the latest election news, economy news, Second Amendment news, you name it, we're going to start airing chunks of a almost hour-long boil-down interview that I conducted 2 weeks ago with Louis Farrakhan. And we basically made a documentary out of it. And then, within the end of the hour, I will post the full video so you can watch it end to end at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I mused aloud yesterday on Facebook Mentions, a live feed, how important is Louis Farrakhan? Well, globally and with black communities, he is the second most important living, quote, black person. I don't like saying it according to, you know, quote, supposed race, but, you know, that's the perspective. Forget Michael Jackson, forget pop. I mean, when it comes to the real world, people that are politically or religiously involved, He is extremely influential around the world. And if you can get him talking about the New World Order and talking about globalism and talking about eugenics, something he already covers, but if you can force it out into the debate, and if you can point out that we're all under attack by the globalist technocracy that's meeting in Davos, Switzerland right now, it is a game changer. And by extension, and then I'm going to go to your calls, this is what hit me. Obama is the most important political black man in the world. And by extension, he is the most important man in the world when it comes to politics in the court of public opinion. There are powerful elites behind the scenes, but Obama is the figurehead. And with a supposed African figurehead of the West, we have seen black unemployment double. We've seen the Pentagon be able to invade all of Africa and bring in radical jihadis as their pretext to do it. We have seen radical Islamists take over the Middle East. They've now allowed them to invade Europe to then turn around and crush Africa and crush the Middle East as a response to what's been engineered. It's a giant, slow-motion, mega false flag in front of everyone. And when I say mega, that means million. And you're talking about a million deaths in this Arab Spring by the time it's all done. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands in Syria, hundreds of thousands in North Africa. It is places like Libya. It is millions dead, starting the destabilization in Iraq, the country that fought al-Qaeda, the country that was arch enemies of Saudi Arabia. See how they say attack Syria because of ISIS when it's the West funding ISIS. But we've reached this wonderful moment where we've got Louis Farrakhan saying corrupt elements of the U.S. government run ISIS, and we've got Donald Trump saying the same thing. We've reached a moment, you're going to hear it, where Farrakhan says Donald Trump's right about blocking all Muslims because it's a bunch of terrorists being infiltrated to destabilize things. But see, that's a game changer because it flips everything on its head, and that's what you're going to see in a big populist movement. Is it's about truth and what's really going on and about real change, not about labels, not about what color your skin is. But it hit me. Obama wasn't real in his office. Obama squandered all the goodwill he had by design. The globalists are about infighting and betrayal, not about honor. He destroyed an incredible legacy he could have had. To bring people together instead of creating giant chasms and wounds and rubbing salt in them. And so Obama is not the most important person in the world because he has just become a puppet. And he's not a black man. He's not a white man. He's a servant of the globalists that are anti-human. He's a man of death and sin and lies and fraud. His color is the color of the fires of Hades. And he has a kindred spirit with the system of the world that he worships of ego and power trips and domination and control and lies. So then that would make Louis Farrakhan the most important black man in the world. Because Barack Obama, in my view, isn't like any black person I've ever known. Now, you think about that. So that's why we went and did the interview with Farrakhan. That's why he gave us the interview. And that's why I'm pointing out that things like this seed, is the type of thing that will bring the globalists down. ISIS has complained and attacked InfoWars in its recruitment videos. And internal documents have come out where they tell their members, no, 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 we don't work for the CIA, we don't work for the West, and that's the biggest thing impeding them, and the biggest thing hurting their recruitment is they're learning that they're actually working against their own regions, their own religion, their own area. And it is InfoWars that is effectively damaging them. They said that. And Assad, 3 years ago, it came out in the London Independent, they hacked their emails. And there was Assad with the Russians and others saying, we're directing our information bureau, our propaganda bureau, to go with the reports at InfoWars.com and Alex Jones, because they're the most accurate, and our people don't understand geopolitics, and so we've been advised to go with what Alex Jones is saying, because that's the truth. You can look it up. And you notice it isn't just that it fit with what Assad wanted to put out. He's not perfect by any yardstick. He tried to reform. He got set up like Saddam or like Gaddafi. When you're surrounded by a bunch of al-Qaeda killers, you do some bad stuff to survive. I'm not defending it. But what comes into the vacuum? But you notice now what we said 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago in the staged Syrian civil war is now coming out of the mouth of the former head of defense intelligence. It's coming out of the mouth of the head of Southcom. It's coming out of the mouth of Dempsey, who left, the former chairman. It's coming out of the mouth of Donald Trump. It's coming out of the mouth of Ted Cruz. It's coming out of the mouth of Rand Paul. It's coming out of the mouth of Rush Limbaugh. It's coming out of the mouth of Glenn Beck. It's coming out of all their mouths, and it came out of InfoWars. And it came out of our guests, the CIA whistleblowers, the Navy SEALs, the Army officers, the Pentagon sources, the Colonel Schaefers, the Tosh Plumleys, and it's all dead-on accurate, and that's why people listen to us, because, folks, we know how to sniff out the truth. We know the enemy game plan. We know how to stop it. We know how to fight it. And once you get in our mindset and see things through our optics, you go, whoa, why didn't I ever see that before? I'm like, it's like the hidden picture. You look out on the wall, you know, it looks like a maze. You go, and finally you see it, you go, how did I ever see that's a pyramid or a cat or whatever it is, or a swan? How did I never see that? Because once you click, it's there. And you go, Alex isn't that smart. He just saw it. He said there's... Exactly. And when you cross that line, it's the beginning of knowledge. And let me warn you, though, with great wisdom, as the Bible says, comes great sorrow. But the sorrow is very filling and is very strong and is actually good. To feel the pain of humanity, to also feel its strength, its will, you have to own it all, take it on, and at first it's heavy, and then it fills you. And then now you're with all your ancestors and everyone to come after us if we survive, and you realize the great mission and the total goal, and it's absolutely transcendent. And the great sorrow is how weak your flesh is, and that even though you've spiritually transcended the world, you're still in the world. You're still controlled by the world. If you're married and a beautiful woman walks by, that's God's creation. How do you not lust? And you know it's a betrayal of your wife, your children, but you still, even thinking it in your mind, you know it's not something that's good, but it happened. But the wicked ones, they don't have any feelings of remorse. They don't have, you know, King David, I'm going to skip this break and go to your calls. He was a man after God's own heart. And not because he didn't send his best friend to be killed because he wanted his wife. Not because he didn't use evil schemes sometimes to defeat his enemies. But he was so real, so passionate, and overall wanted to do good, but he would still fall into darkness, but his heart was pointed at God, and he would truly repent and truly try to change and grow. And that's what made David a man after God's own heart. It's all a trick, folks. It's all a big con game. The devil doesn't run anything but slaves that have been intimidated to serving. And I'll be honest with you. They offer you life extension technology. They offer to keep your kids alive. All you got to do is take this nanotech infusion. All you got to do is take this brain chip. All you got to do is swear allegiance to this and buy into it and give your free will and punch this button, and we'll take your mind over with virtual reality, and we'll put you in the matrix, and you will never be in pain again, and we promise you eternal life inside the machine. But you have to do it with free will, and you have to know that not everybody's going to get this. We're going to kill most of the people. Now take my hand. Take my hand. I'm God. I'm Lucifer. I'm Satan. Take my hand, and I will make you a god. I will deliver you into Valhalla. The battle of the gods is here. Choose who you see controls this world. Choose who you know in front of you is in control. Don't believe the sky god. Believe the god of Microsoft and Apple. Believe the god that gives you the apple. Take the knowledge. Take the logic of this system, the dark logic. Join me. My enemies will take that clip and say, here is Alex Jones channeling the devil. Here's Alex Jones admitting he's the devil. That's how their dark logic works. That's how their deception works. They take someone illustrating for them what the system's doing, how it's operating, and won't decide to face that system and fight it and warn others and expose what's already here and what is going to be coming. They will instead make it about the orator that played the part for 1 minute just to give you an idea of what the establishment offers. I have been taken up to the high places. I have been offered the power. And not because I'm a prophet, not because I'm a Christ. No, no. Every great man, every great woman is taken up to the high places. Figuratively, but literally, in the high buildings, with the great men, with the perfect dress, the perfect smile, the charm, the whole world, right out of the movie Devil's Advocate. All that can be yours right now. These women, that penthouse, this $300,000 car, right now, security, people that'll take care of you, people that care about you, people that can fulfill you, not the dirty rabble in the street. Would tear you apart in a minute because you're made of greater stuff than they. You belong with the elite. You belong with the elect. You belong here. Join us. But your discernment lets you know it's a trap. And history shows you what happens. It's all fancily dressed slaves, peacocks, deathly empty. They say the ninth circle of hell in Dante's Inferno is a frozen wasteland. The allegories of hell are fire, torment, pain, and stench. But as you approach the center of hell, I agree with Dante's vision. It is a frozen, cold wasteland of no honor, no beauty, no will. Nothing but a stinking refuge of failed, twisted wisdom that could not be God and creation and all the incredible things that the life giver has transmitted into the consciousness of reality. And so the devil lives in the twisted, the profane, the diseased, the fallen. It takes what God has made and cannot create, so only chops it up and rearranges it, like the deformed guinea pigs eating the GMO with their testicles growing on the tops of their heads and legs sticking out their side, dragging huge tumors behind them. That's the artwork of the devil. You want me to sign on to something like that? In the street, in the poorest areas of the world, there is happiness, there is glee, there is enjoyment, there is kinship, there is friendship, there is passion, there is love, until the televisions get turned on, until the internet gets delivered. The UN, free internet, free microloans, so now the villagers can sit there. And then the young kids don't want to go work on the farm with dad and grandpa anymore. I don't care where they are in the world, rural Texas or rural Africa. And they sit there and they see Kim Kardashian and they see shows with yachts and cars and money and helicopters and glitz. And they didn't ever have that. All they had was this. All they had was their soul. All they had was the light in their eyes. And now they see this shining city on a hill, this wonderland, like all the little cheerleaders and drill team girls and beauty queens. that are going to be models and movie stars, and they show up in the dead zone of California, and all there is the sex industry. And then you have your few movie parts and your modeling as the front for the rest of the stuff you do. And that itself isn't even the sin. The greater sin is that it was all a lie. And then when that little moth took off from Kansas or New York or Florida or Oregon and flew into that bug zapper, it never knew what hit it. And I see women go off to California with that feminine power in their eyes, and I see them come back with the sly look of a predator. Because once they're bitten by the vampires, they succumb to the sickness and become vampires in their own right. There can be black vampires, white vampires, Asiatic vampires. There's vampires of every, quote, race. And they can't get blood out of other vampires. The great age of the vampire parasite is upon us. The devil's 15 minutes of fame are just about here. And it's going to be a rage-driven, foaming-at-the-mouth looting, the likes of which this world has never seen. The insanity, the hundreds of millions killed, the genetic engineering, the vandalism of the planet, all of it, the hydrogen bombs, the super weapons, the cyclotrons, the leaking reactors, all by design, all part of the sickness, all part of the breaking of the dam, the falling of the gates as hell rushes in. All right, let's go to Owen, formerly in whatever state he's in. He's in FEMA Region 7. Think about that. The feds don't even see it as their states. They say that in the Defense Authorization Acts. It's just everything is so over the top. Of course we're under FEMA Region 7 or 6 where I live. I mean, they got farms everywhere with humanoids growing in cows. I mean, you know, that's all you need to know. We're screwed. But admitting we're in this position is the beginning of getting out of it. I've seen people when bullies are beating them up, they'll just won't even fight back. They'll lay there. And then sometimes you'll see somebody finally fight back and just explode with energy and stomp the bullies into the ground. And you just realize we're in that position. We've got this little demon sitting on us, oozing pus all over us with little yellow eyes, little buck teeth, you know, telling us how powerful it is. It's dressed up in a little tuxedo, and I just want to strangle it. I mean, I'm done. I mean, what type of God does this to people? The God of this world is no God at all. It hates us because we look like the Creator, like Genesis says. In that image. This entity doesn't like us because we're better than the devil. The devil's just been around for a trillion years. He's an old man that knows all the tricks, taking a two-year-old out to the edge of a cliff and saying, you got wings, jump off, you can fly. Owen, go ahead, you're on the air.
Well, Alex, thank you for that preface leading into my call, and I think that anybody who agrees with you and feels that way, it's time for us to mobilize, and I think you would agree. And I know you come on and you try to wake people up, and it's really just a matter of time before everybody is woken up, but we don't really have time anymore. And I think there's a way that we can start to mobilize through your show and through your products. I bought a lot of products from you. They're all great. I'd be happy to give you a review. But you give out bumper stickers with all of your products. And they're great bumper stickers. They're attention getters. And you can place them all around town. But I think maybe you should create a new bumper sticker, custom made, that's just a square, not like the long ones you make. And anybody who agrees with what you just said, anybody who's done living in the false reality, who's done living in the false paradigm, and who wants to survive the hell that's going to be unleashed on this country when they decide to burst all these economic bubbles, when they decide to shut down the power grid, whatever it is that's going to happen, it's time for everybody to, instead of take the mark of the...
Stay there, I agree with you. We need this. A bunch of different stickers that say it all. A human with a club smashing a television. A human with a club smashing an Illuminati pyramid. A human with a club smashing a robot. And it doesn't mean, and it says Infowars.com under it, doesn't mean you're against technology. You're against the robots being unleashed to take over, working for the elite to checkmate human will.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, here's what's going to happen. We've still got 2.5 hours of transmission left. I'm going to keep going to your calls, then I'm going to start airing some of the sneak peeks of the interview with Farrakhan, and then we're going to start next hour airing large chunks of it right into the next with David Knight hosting. Because a lot of the news is going to be breaking down at that time. But what we're seeing right now is evil come out of the closet. And it's really good at getting us to choose fake sides. It's really good at making everything look like it's male against female or vice versa, or black against white or vice versa. And then when they set up these political collisions, it's real what's happening. It's manipulated. But nevertheless, you know, tens of millions of immigrants, unskilled, coming from China and Latin America and places, is creating a Tower of Babel where we're all infighting with the Democrats and Republicans in there playing both sides off against each other for balkanization. So even though I want to stop the third world from being dumbed down, poisoned, at the same time, I have to then defend myself because the globalists are using the third world as a weapon. They play all the different points off against each other because they're tax exempt and have diplomatic immunity and are basically above the law. Except when the power structure burns one of its own occasionally. They have a rigged casino. And more we have to psychologically, spiritually, mentally come out of the Babylon system. We're in the world, not of it. And that doesn't mean that you don't see a movie or you don't listen to whatever. I'm not a Pharisee. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not one of these churchgoers, you know, that if they hear a cuss word, you know, call the police, but aren't doing anything to fight tyranny. And I'm not judging them either. But, you know, God uses all different types of people. And I'll say it, I'm an aggressive alpha male, you know, classic, somewhat piratical in my youth. And, you know, the real deal, vicious, aggressive, smart, mean, sexual creature. Because that's part of the human nature. But my good nature, my high nature, is just as extreme or more so as my bad side. And everything is about an artificial construct. Everything is about putting you into a soft, fake world so you never have to face real crisis. So you never have to face real danger. So you never have to learn to succeed and count on yourself and others around you. It's about atomizing us into desperate individuals who have no friends or family, who collectively join with the state and are absorbed. This is a cult. A globalist power cult that even if the devil is not a real entity, we have a physical group consciousness manifestation of it. So it's real, as I've said a thousand times, any way you look at it, any way you dissect it from any angle. That's why they tell you, oh, there's no free will. Oh, you're just a bunch of electrons. Oh, you're just a, you know, a clock that's wound up and starts. Oh, you don't, because they all know you have free will. They want you to give up your free will and decide there's no point. That's the spirit of the world. It's just an apathy and just, I'm not worried about dying. I'll just party all I want. I'll just commit suicide when the time comes. You know, that's in the culture. Or I don't care about my kids, or I don't care about what's happening. You know, India has some of the highest IQ people in the world, but for thousands of years, the social structure engineers came in and taught people dogmas of row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. And I've been told that repeatedly by wealthy, prominent Indians. And they'll defend the caste system to you. They will tell you that the people don't want to be free. They will sit there and go, and I said, well, why can't India be free? Why can't India, if they're so smart, there's a billion plus of them, ever, you know, develop itself properly? And he says, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 last but a dream. Just don't care. So smart, you learn to just turn it off and not care. So smart, you just turn it off and decide not to transcend the squalor and the corruption and the tyranny. You just decide to accept it and tune your brain with ancient, basically, mind control to not care. That is delusion, and that is a spell that is on India. What we called spells thousands of years ago is nothing but a program, a template, a spirit, because we broadcast in the sixth sense. It's been proven that there is a broadcast from our huge electrochemical, billions of cells. Billions and billions of cells in our brain, they're all electrochemical, they're broadcasting. It's been proven. That's why you feel someone looking at you. It's why that's out there. Charlatans then come and claim they have more of it or can control it, and then that's where the con artistry begins. But everybody knows there's a sixth sense. Science knows it. And they want to block that out. or they want to get enough people being delusional and enough people buying into something to where it becomes a great mass delusion. Police and governments have always studied mob psychology. Why do people who are even super smart go into any mode you can imagine under mob psychology? Nighttime rallies with fire. You know, Hitler did that, or mass chanting. It's just ancient mind control technology, folks. And then once you get, see, but the added secret they won't tell you is they're trying to get enough people broadcasting, like a pep rally at the school. A pep rally isn't about football. It's about loving the school, it being your cult, it being your culture, it being your tribe, it being your God, not your ancestors, not Christ, not where you came from, not your liberty, not your freedom, not meeting around the fire with the elders, not transmitting knowledge by verbal, generational experience, and activating genetic memories. No, you go and yell and scream and face paint, and everyone feels good and goes, with simulated war to turn the young men into egomaniacs to make sure that they never learn to be in war and business or life or culture or to be successful and real leaders like they would have learned around a campfire. No, they learn how to strut around and run with a ball to make sure that's what men do. They run around with a ball. And other men watch that because that's what men do. You see the programming? Now you think football's okay to watch? Men that would have been something are now never even alive, never even conscious, never even lived. They're stunted. They're arrested. They're gone. They're acting like five-year-olds when they imagine they're superheroes. I've gone and seen Marvel movies. Most of them are dumb on purpose. They're getting so stupid it's insane for international audiences. They're dumbing the culture down, and I see grown men. I see military people. I have sat there and watched decorated combat troops salivate during things like the Avengers. That is the most mindless crap the planet ever produced. And act like I acted when I was 5 years old. Meanwhile, there's a real war going on against humanity. It's declared. It's open. It's brazen. And of course, only generals and foreign leaders listen to the show. I mean, that's really where our audience is with the intelligentsia, because they can't turn on the TV or radio and hear anything like this, that they live, that they know. And that's the big secret of this show, folks, the powerful listen. Because let me tell you something, folks, I know what's going on. I know what goes on in their halls. I know what their fears are. I know what their plan is. And that's what this comes down to. All you that serve the system, fools, stop being idiots. Stop lying to yourself and telling yourself that this is all not true or that none of this is happening. It's all being admitted. You are under attack. You're not part of the ruling system. The truth is, even the top globalists are in fear. And at that level, just basically join with this planet-killing spirit. They're undead spiritually. They're turned over. No one escapes it. No one joins with it and comes out on top. You lose. You join with this, you lose. You go along with this, you lose. And it's so good to not care if my hair's falling out, to not care if I got a zit on my face, to not care what people think about me. It's so empowering to be above the mind control. But it's also painful to see people caught in it. And still, I'll wear nice clothes. I'll wear a watch. If those trappings get mainstream people to watch and make it look more establishment and you'll have a nice background for you to present the info, a nice package. What matters is what's inside. I'm going to your calls. I'm going to shut up. I've been really bad today. But I think it's been important information we've been talking about. Owen in FEMA Region 7, finish your point, and then we're going to go to Rashid, Mike, Liberty, Peter, and others. I apologize. Then to the Farrakhan interview. Here it is. Go ahead, Owen.
Well, Alex, anybody who recognizes the war on humanity is going on needs to mobilize, digitize, and start exercising their rights. And I think through your products and your creativeness, we can see you've already done phase one. It has to be done in phases. You've created a mass media platform for truth and liberty where lost souls have gone to really just dive into the rabbit hole and figure out how the world really works outside of the controlled paradigm. But I think now we need to localize it. I think if you...
And good, you get that. You get that all I was trying to do with other like-minded people was blow a hole out of the psychological spiritual prison. And so InfoWars, where you see me being attacked everywhere and the war going on around the rabbit hole entrance, people get that's not me failing. That's us winning as we go in, that, of course, the enemy is attacking. That's what we expect. That's part of the victory.
So I think the next phase is for all the people who have broken free of the psychological jail cell that has been created by all these indoctrinating industries need to start connecting. And what we can do is you create a new bumper sticker, just a little square, and you either put it on your car or you put it on the wind door, the storm door of your house. And when you see that on other people's cars or other people's houses, you talk to them, you communicate them, and then you can create a new group, a new kinship that can start to mobilize politically. I spent 10 minutes the other day on the phone and online. I signed two petitions to return states' rights to the state of Missouri, and I called three politicians. And I got through to each one of their offices, and they heard my voice. If we could get everybody who agrees with this to mobilize.
I agree, but also contact the general public. They're just as important as the Congress folks, and let the public know they're important. Let them know they can get activated and just stop buying the system's products, start speaking out against it. Absolutely. God bless you. It's a great idea. I do want to come out with a whole flotilla of new bumper stickers and do a huge rollout where we say print up a special edition of the magazine, which the magazine was successful, but I got rid of it because it took too much time to do. Per capita, it wasn't good for the buck. You know, the bang for the buck wasn't as good as other platforms. And so I got rid of it, but I'm going to bring it back sometimes with special issues that do have bumper stickers inside. So you buy a, you know, magazine for a dollar. It's got like 30 bumper stickers in it, and then you can give those to people around you. It has a huge effect, but it's not just about people seeing InfoWars.com. It's about the communication. We're not alone. We know what's happening. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I mean, I've always been guided by just my gut, my spirit, and, of course, the news, history, information. And I can see now everything we've done. I'll feel like I need to do something, and then I build it, and it doesn't do what I thought it did. It does four or five other things even better. And then right as we finish some new platform, the enemy attacks and damages or destroys another, and then all of a sudden just doors go boom, 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 boom. It's like providence, and just all the support floods in. I mean, it's just incredible. It's epic, and I just wish people out there that were asleep were awake. Man, I tell you what's scary. I tell you what scares me is people that don't know what's going on. I get the willies. I get chills up and down my spine when I think about people that don't know what's going on and are spiritually blind that are getting chewed up. Man, they are getting chewed up hard, and they just have no idea what's all over them. And but it's the animating contest. It's the great experiment. It's the great battle. It's free will. It's being free will creatures. And it's a great contest, and it'll make us who we become. We are children. This plane of existence is a boot camp. It is a test. It is a drill. It is the big enchilada. And then past this, eyes not seen, ears not heard, the mind is not imagined what God's got in store for us. I think I can imagine a little bit because I can already pick it up. And I can just see the path of humanity, and it's spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. Just makes me love God so much. I can just feel the goodness of God, the strength, the endless will to create just and build. It's amazing. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Liberty Monk in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, and we'll go to Peter. Go ahead.
White people are the devil. The devil.
Right, so this is a prank caller. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Can you imagine being like that and that's all you can do? It's very, very sad. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in Illinois. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. Alex, I do agree with you that humanity became slaves of devil's slaves, basically. And you can't deny it anymore. Because when you see what's happening, what they're playing for our kids on television, on Cartoon Network, satanic cartoons.
And it's not just satanic, okay? You know, the thing with sexy cheerleaders with devil horns was to hook earlier people with something, you know, wholesome. At least it's a woman. Now it's just diseased creatures walking around pooping on themselves and saying mindless things to literally scramble the wiring of children's brains, and they admit that.
Yes, they're trying to make water out of people's brains, basically, and they're doing a pretty good job with it. Also, I do agree with previous callers talking about, waking up other people with your radio show and stuff like that. Now, let me tell you my story. I'm posting on Craigslist all over the states messages to wake up America, wake up American. And I also include your website, your radio show, and stuff like that. Right before whatever happened in California with those terrorists, TSA wasn't looking at those people, what they're doing, because they were too busy removing my posts out of Craigslist. Anything to do with your show that's being posted online, at least for me, disappears within one day, okay? 50 posts are gone within one click.
I know, and that shows you that's because our info is powerful and dangerous to the globalists. That's why you have to redouble and hammer them and just redouble everything you're doing. Keep it up. God bless you. Rashid, Mike, others, your calls are coming up, and then the big Louis Farrakhan interview. I promise I'm getting to it next hour. We're going to play a promo clip coming up.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today. Absolutely big news, ladies and gentlemen. Fast and Furious, the government gun running program that Obama launched the first year he got in office, to be blamed on American gun owners shipping guns down there to then have them kill people and then be blamed on the Second Amendment. That came out in the CBS News report that it was a false flag. El Chapo had a 50 caliber rifle that can take down a Learjet or a helicopter. And they're not giving out the serial number of it. Boy, talk about blowing up in their face. A 50 caliber is a massive rifle that can stop a car, and if it was intended, take down a helicopter. And, of course, this has been out from Fox News this morning. I should have covered it. It's because this is the type of stuff that can bring these people down. If it doesn't bring them down, I mean, just the example of that, what else does it take? And meanwhile, Lynch defends Obama's gun actions, the attorney general. She lists the tragedies and says that they're allowed to use executive power. Oh, really? Outside of law, just because you said so. Stocks trim losses. S&P still at lowest since 2014. We're going to be getting to all that. I'm going to take a few more of your calls, and then we're going to start airing the Farrakhan interview. And the big 50-minute boil down will go up in the next hour or less to InfoWars.com. Then the full two-plus hour, unredacted. It's the full interview. But it's been augmented, had a lot of clips added. Will also go up as well to InfoWars.com in the same post. But right now, I want to play one of these promo clips of what's coming up. This is where Louis Farrakhan dares people. Then I'm going to get to the Louis Farrakhan exposes the real white devil. So this is Louis Farrakhan daring the mainstream media to do their job.
This is the Big Picture, an official television report to the nation.
I dare you, but I know you.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
Your power as media is gradually being destroyed.
Mainstream media, they're going to take just what you said and just show the clip again out of context.
Here, recruits with specialized backgrounds were taught the nature, methods, and techniques of propaganda and its dissemination.
Stop lying and start telling the truth to the American people and to the world.
Perhaps its most rewarding form of expression is news. For news is ready-made propaganda.
Mainstream media is losing credibility, losing ratings. Even USA Today a few weeks ago admitted television for politics is dead. It faces its mortality.
When you put Mr. Trump on television every minute of every day, questioning, hoping he would say something that would blow him out of the water, and every day he got stronger and stronger, that shows that your media is not working. So why not work it for good?
I know full well the media will take it out of context and say that Alex Jones endorses everything the Minister Louis Farrakhan has to say. You know, even if it was 30, 40 years ago, we all grow.
Warn them. Tell them, I dare you. Well, I dare you to be good. And I know you can't be good unless a gun is put to your head. But gun is at your head right now. So go on and be good. It's better for you if you do.
All right, there's more of that. Okay, I mean, 2 hours of that, and it's all powerful. And it's got clips. I mean, really, it's a film. And I'm still sitting there trying to decide what to name all this. That's why I've kind of pushed it back 30 minutes, starting to release it here. It's going to be going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let me spend 45 seconds trying to fund this operation. We have the best shower filters that cut out all the garbage, four-stage, fast-flowing, available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 15% off X2 Nascent Iodine, and then you can get 50% off the colloidal silver. We also have a new special where you can get 15% off X2 with Supermel Vitality, 15% off as well. And your purchase makes it all possible. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Is there a more important message out there? Thank you for supporting us and getting the products.
Thank
but you need them anyways. They're excellent. InfoWarsLife.com.
GCNLive.com today.